Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com. Fernando, you make me sick to my stomach because now I'm going to have to give the Pozoff win to Warren.
What?
Yes.
You used the same device three shows in a row.
That's this time.
Personal foul, taunting.
Giving him business inside.
I win with a paperclip.
And he won with a damn paperclip.
How dare you?
That was your fault.
I still have one of these Wednesday spoons in the original packaging. In 20 years, this will be like $5 on eBay.
You plus shipping and handling. No, I'm going to cancel that out. It's going to be on eBay, and I'm going to put up a clip of you letting Warren win the pose off with that.
Whatever. You didn't bring anything to the show, Phil. What have you?
Too busy critiquing you and going to
exactly.
Myself, I can't believe I have to
you
give
you have
Warren.
Nothing. You bought
I
nothing.
Had to
you
give
get
the win.
Nothing. I'm a Willy Wonka your ass. Nothing.
Warren with the win.
That proves you're wrong.
You let me down. You let me down.
It's sad. It was sad.
You just called me an eternal. How dare you, sir?
Yeah.
You called me a Fantastic Four, though I have not yet seen it.
I called you though. Superman, the new movie.
It's called Average Man. Thank you very much.
Average Man. All right.
He's barely Kite Man with powers. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Kite Man movie would be way better than Pooper Man.
Yeah, like the series. Yeah, I'm still hurt. Okay, we'll move on. We got to move on from the pain.
Because here's another thing that hurts.
What?
You sent the Grogu trailer.
Oh, Grogu, yeah.
Whatever. Mandalorian.
Mandalorian Grogu, Grogu. Yeah. The movie.
Oh, Mandalorian's in it? I didn't know.
we see the shtick, the wrench in the mechanics.
I didn't know the Mandalorian was in it. What gives you that impression?
Because he was stretching and he was with a girl in dystopia and what else? He was a gladiator and then he was with Grogu.
Oh, all I saw was too much Grogu.
Oh, but it's okay in the Godzilla movies when the twin little girl to twin sisters go.
That's different.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And then we saw
down, buddy.
If you're a Greek, you're Hippocrates. Go ahead.
I didn't see anything about Grogu.
The hut. As the Hulk, as the Hutt.
I didn't see anything about Grogu. Here's what I'm saying is if this is the Grogu movie, I am deeply bummed.
And I forgot if we mentioned it. Well, Phil, we are talking about the official trailer of Mandalorian Grogu movie coming out. Came out like a day or two ago.
I don't know why you keep putting that other word in front of Grogu.
It's like a seasoning. It's a seasoning.
I didn't see that guy. That would be like, let's call the Obi-Wan Kenobi series
Qui-Gon at the end.
Qui-Gon, right.
Ghost. Qui-Gon's ghost. Qui-Gon's ghost in Kenobi.
Yeah. I as an adult, as a male.
TMO, adult.
I don't want to see that movie after that trailer.
You will.
You
will be compelled.
It.
They're going to
yes,
Jedi.
You are.
You are going to watch this film.
You watch the film. No, I'm fat like a hut. It don't work on me.
But hey, you got to admit, the hut in this trailer looked an awful lot like the Hulk with a snail tail.
He got swole.
Jabba's son, apparently.
He going to the gym. Okay, that's fine. When is that coming out? Like next year, even?
Too soon?
Next year or sometime.
Is it one of them Christmas specials?
It would be better off as a Christmas special. At least then I could see the marketing for Grogu and selling the toys at Christmas time.
Well, you know, you might have nailed it on the head.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm not finished with my thought, but go ahead.
This is way more important than anything you have to say.
Okay, so as you say that, the marketing, Grogu is what's going to sell, not Mandalorian. That's what they put in front.
That.
Period.
I'm pretty sure I saw from a pretty reliable source that Home Depot is going to have a 7.5-foot Chewbacca.
Put
Christmas. Up in your yard at Christmas, like the Abominable Snowman last year, and it's only like $350. I'm probably going to buy two.
I'm just worried about the positions you'll put them in.
I'm going to have one in my living room, one out in my garage outside, one outside, maybe one in my garage.
I know better. I know he'll have one outside for decoration so people can know he bought one. And there'll be one in the basement back in the corner, bent over the sawhorse.
Wow.
Wow.
Went freaking medieval Kill Bill on you.
He's projecting.
Well played. Well played. Warren, let's say you and I split one, sneak into his house, and then put it right by his bedside so he wakes up to it.
That would have been
not the scariest thing I've ever woken up to.
I'm not saying it is, but in fact, you may wake up and be
probably
like,
not
I knew
the hairiest thing either.
See, I could say something so not PC right now, Italian, but I'm not.
Know.
God, I know you'd get it. You'd probably wake up and go, I knew you were real. It's the Yeti. It's a Sasquatch.
Yeah, well, that too. But anyways, yeah, I was kind of bummed by the Grogu trailer.
I'm okay with it. We'll see. Because they, again, I'll go back to it, the marketing agenda. He is the draw, so they'll push him. Who knows when we actually see what we see. Let's not be a critic before watching the actual film.
That's what we do best.
Yeah, I want to say, why are you saying that?
Because I want to be the good one of the three of us again. See?
That's sad. Sad.
See, audience, you see what they do? Do you see these two? Why am I here?
All right. All
right.
What do we want to get into?
Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
I neglected two things last week, if I can recollect them. Number one, as a super nerd plot hole, maybe you guys can address it. Before this currentest episode, they detected and sent people because they had a ping on the radar when the dimensional door opened and
portal. Yeah,
right. So now he's in a cabin, did the exact same thing. How come it took the eagly Guardians of the Galaxy dad to find it with the eagle, vision quest? Why couldn't they just have a blip on the regular?
Why couldn't they detect it any other time he was
open? I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, plot holy.
No, I agree. I don't have the answer to that.
Okay. Just put it on the table. Put it on the table.
My bigger question is why are you not taking Harcourt 1 to go meet Harcourt 2 and have some fun?
that because I think that could be a redhead alert. I'm just saying that could be
bad. Together in the same
don't get
universe,
me wrong.
It's going to cause the explosion of the galaxy.
Don't get me wrong.
I agree with Warren 100%.
There's that clip, I don't know, from some movie like 20 years ago. I saw it on a trailer, didn't see the movie, where they see like a hot smoke show. The guys are road tripping. They're like teenagers or 19, 20 years old. They're going on a road trip and they see a very beautiful woman on the side of the road. And they're like, hey, let's go pick her up. It's like, have you ever seen a horror movie before? It's like, yeah, but I've also seen porn. It could go either way. So all I'm saying, it could be an extreme on either way. You bring two hardcores, one that's willing to go. One is willing to go. One is being kind of grumpy. But, you know, we saw from this episode, you saw it coming. I called it. The needle leaned. She was being the good person, the good guy part, team player. And at the very end, it's like, no, let him live his life. She clearly likes him, but didn't want to say it. So now she's going to be universe with a parallel her, alternate her, who is willing to go both feet in. So that's where I see trouble, or, as I said, an adult film. It's going to be a horror movie or an adult film. It's going to be a redhead.
I feel after that one where they had all the shaboinkas swinging around, they owe us.
Which one? Oh, the
orgy scene. The first one.
And also failed to neglect. Remember when he went into the parallel universe for the first time? It was already 3 weeks ago, or whatever. And then, like, he's just driving around, hey, and he sees the billboards. Hey, then the one chick in the truck goes, hi, and then gives him the rock star salute, with the shirt in here. So it's rare that we forget to mention boobies and now the deed is
done. I will say, I don't understand. Well, I don't know. Did his father know about all the other dimension things?
Those are questions that can be answered later. They don't need to be up front where we are right now.
But we're four episodes in of an 8-episode season.
Finally got some traction, in my opinion. Finally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I care, but
I don't know what I care about. I don't know where we're going.
I care that Economos might lose his job.
Yeah, kind of. I care about.
I don't care about all.
About to say, if you identify, I'm all about hardcore right now. I still can't pronounce her last name. It's hardcore, hard court.
Ain't no D, extra T. Hard court.
Yes, sir. Right there.
But you know, I don't know who the there's no real villain. You know, they tried to make Flag seem like a villain.
Yeah, Flag.
Tried to make it seem like
villain.
Flag is, but then he explains that he's not in this for personal revenge. That's just
holy cow!
In
you
it for
bought
personal revenge. Are you?
You
not
bought that?
Naive? Then you didn't listen to him. Then
I did listen to him.
Oh my gosh! This is why you like Leak. This is it right here. This is it. I submit this as
that. Not naive.
No,
exhibit number
I'm just
one,
saying
Your Honor.
That's what they're trying to play. That this
did you not?
He has other alternative motives.
Did you not see the scene where the cyborg hot smoke show Latina agent goes like, "I dig what I'm on your team." Did you not see that scene at all? And Flag just like, yeah.
I wonder else what is cyborg.
stop it! Don't start that engine.
I'm sorry.
He's not the big bad. He can't be the big bad.
I'm not saying we did already.
I don't know what. Well, I just don't know where they're going with the villain.
It doesn't have to be a Galactus or whatever. I haven't seen the movie.
No,
yet.
It doesn't. But it has to be more than this.
It's
going to
be the other universe. It's going to be his brother.
And you guys told
like
me that it wasn't
his brother. Big Bad
like
brother.
They're going to drop a hammer eventually, and that there's got to be something to balance out the other universe. There's going to be a hammer, whether it's Harcourt or whatever. I don't know. It just seems like there needs to be. It's too happy.
I can't think of her name. Amanda Waller's daughter. I think it's going to be the bad person in the other.
In the other side. Well, they all just cross,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Or about to.
She's so what you call it? She's good. So much his friend here.
Well, no, she's the moral compass in this situation. So yeah, but
I like Judo Master slipping in at the end. That was kind of a.
Did you say Judo
I wasn't
Master?
Expecting him. Judo Master.
Oh, I thought he said Judo Master slipping in. I was like, I'm out of this show. I'm done. Okay.
No, he slipped in through the portal before the rest.
Oh,
of
Oh, that you caught. But the exchange between the Latina agent and Flag, like I see
no,
what you're doing.
Obviously, you didn't listen because he was explaining why he was doing all this. He wants to save America. He doesn't care about Peacemaker, although we know he really does.
Oh my gosh, so you are recording this, right, Phil? This is
I'm
being
about
recorded.
Shut it off because I'm making my computer dumber.
you guys are going to regret saying that.
No,
there's one person in this. Oh my gosh, are you for real? I mean, that's not even subtle. That it's all about Flag making it personal. I mean that's like a default. But we won't persecute you for less than 5 years about it. Don't worry, for more than 5 years rather. I mean that's bad. This may be up in Gleek territory. I'm just saying. So
it could be.
I feel like we should move on, but I feel like there's more, but I'm not sure. Oh, but I do like the loyalty factor where you know, Peace Weaver was he made peace
Playmaker tried.
He did it. Yeah, he explained it. He's like, I did my best. I kept failing. I failed. I'm going to try to make it right over there. And then he did right by them. Here, this will give you promotions. He left his friends in a good spot. And then it was a cool story. The friends went, nah, we're going to get you. That's not you. So I am looking forward to the next episode and seeing how that plays out. And yes, Phil, the hardcore on hardcore scene will be interesting.
I'm in.
And what? Okay. And the thing we left. What about Eagly being a primal eagle?
More importantly, what about the fact that somebody's cast to be a CGI eagle? But anyway.
Oh well, yeah. There's a guy that actually plays him in a green jumpsuit. Yeah. Whatever that's actually called.
I mean, after with Andy Serkis, anything is downhill after that. Lord of the Rings already mastered that. Because he's barely animated per se. He's more animated in the dance sequence than he is during the show. Which
this dance sequence not as strong as season.
Oh, the season, yeah. Overall, it's the same one, but I want to remember the guy's name from freaking. It's like Ricochet or something from Guardians of the Galaxy. He died ugly, and I don't like how they had to kill one. He killed one eagle. I didn't think it was going to be Eagly, but I don't like it when the animals. You know, are harmed.
Yeah.
Even the fox that threw up and died of poisoning. That was not cool. Not cool. So I don't, not to bring it on a down note.
Yeah.
But I still,
Xandu?
You know,
Xandar, Xandu, something like that.
Xandu sounds closer.
Yeah.
But I'm not sad that he's gone. He was a minor character.
No,
I like the
I
actor.
didn't really like the character.
Yeah.
And
I like the other, you know.
I think the guy who with the bird blindness is kind of changing.
He said a parrot. It was a chicken.
Flurry.
The duck.
Agent Flurry.
I think Gunn is at his best for the scenes where it's the interplay of the hero team, because that was really good when, you know, they were at the very end, they're contemplating what to do and what Peace Weaver had done, you know, in the apartment. And then one dude started crying and it's like, yeah, you're my girl. It's like, oh, that was fun dialogue. No action at all. And then Economist is such the role. I don't know about, I'll say everyone. You live long enough, you're going to meet that dopey 7'4" overweight guy who has just zero athletic ability, but should. And then
one
we said,
more word
"We got,
out
we
of
got
you.
One. We got one more. Okay,
one more word out of you."
I didn't. No. I'm not pointing fingers at all, because it reminded me of somebody else in college. He was like, again, 7'3", 7'4". He was more of a brain dude, but the way he, when they all left and he was the last one, he's like, and then he has the two fists going, "Oh, f me." I was like, he just had no. You could tell. He's not that good an actor. This person has like zero athletic prowess for someone who's like either 280, 330 and like 7'3" or whatever. Anyway, that was just a callback personally, I suppose. But I'm fine. I mean, I was really let down on episode one. After that, I was like, oh, if the rest of the season's like this,
yeah,
this will be.
Struggled in episode one. Episode two was better, but not like, yay.
We've
I
got,
think three
I care
or four,
now.
It's come around.
Well, yeah. Now I care about the characters. I didn't care about any, not even Harkor in the first one. I was just nothing.
No, now, you're right. It's improved every episode.
I care about like almost all of them now that I can think of, the main characters. I want to see what the daughter is going to do. Obviously, Harkor and John Cena has become more endearing. And again, I'm guessing there's something's going to drop. There has to be a halfway through the season, something's going to drop on the alternate universe where it's like, oh, this is not the place for me. This is like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be his brother or if it's going to be the Amanda
father
daughter.
Or somebody new.
I still will lean towards that he's going to find out in this universe, him and his, even though his father was evil in our universe, he's working for an evil government. He's working for dictators. He's working, and the Sons of Liberty people are really the Liberty
conspiracy
team.
Oh, theory master.
I forgot old. I moved to Ohio and now I'm the militia guy. Forgot about that guy was on the show.
What is that in your curio in the basement? Is that a white sheet on display? What is that? Is that a pillowcase? Why are you collecting pillowcases?
I think they're on the mantle behind him is his membership plaque to the militia. But anyway.
Doesn't look like a
zoom in on that.
Amish situation.
Nah,
that's
let's
happening.
Not zoom in on anything. But, let's zoom in on Gen V, because I think we beat Peacemaker to death here.
Well, just because it's the DC universe, I failed to mention, slip it in before we get in and stay in the DCU. Congratulations to Fudge. What was her name again?
Oh, I had it. You see how important it was.
Oh, well, it's important. It's important to you. I'm looking it up. Kristen Melody.
Ooh, yeah,
she won the Emmy for Best Actress in a Series. Boom,
yeah.
The highest honor for acting. We lost Phil. Hello,
yeah.
Houston. We lost Phil. Yeah, she, and it's
that
weird because I looked at.
I don't know what was hotter in that scene: the evening gown or her killing everybody.
You can have both. Two can live in ones.
Double
but here's
God.
The thing: I looked it up because I obviously I, did, I just like now I had to look up. I didn't know her, you know, her real name. It's weird because she's all smiles. It's weird. I have 2 points. One, it was strange to see her smiling when she took the award.
Kristen
and
Minolti isn't her real name.
Huh? No, when I looked up her new, because I didn't know her name. It's the penguin baddie is all I knew. The hangman is all, there you go. Now, you can't see it. Someone is smiling.
One of the Phil's.
Whole reason I bought these things.
The chopper.
Showing off his new teeth.
So that's one, and here's two. This is my personal introspective. I believe Hangman is an adult Wednesday.
Oh, all I heard was Hangman an adult.
Christ. I mean, because this is like, you know, it's fun and campy on the Wednesday show, but let's imagine teenage Wednesday is now in her late 20s, early 30s. Now there's follow through, and it's not just cold talk. It's the probably will get into this. It's like, I'm going to light up my entire family. It's yeah. And the mansion, I'm going to blow everything up and have zero F's after it's done, even a grin towards the end.
But Wednesday really loves her family.
I'm just saying, it's not a family thing. Just when she is resolute in a mission, zero F's. Yeah, I don't care.
I don't think she would ever kill her family.
Okay, take the family.
And you get on the menu and I go on a little bit of a tangent.
That's
you
not a little bit.
Tangent. I was way off on tangent. All right. Let's get to Gen V before we run out of show.
Okay. I'm 2.5 in. We're gonna go what, 2 episodes?
Just the first
in?
Two, yeah.
We'll go 2, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. You seems like you're nipping at the bit there.
I'm not sure I'm as vested in this season as I was the first season.
It was hard to remember everything.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because they can do recall.
One of the problems with the new TV methodology on the streaming.
Yeah.
We can go a long time between.
Well, I think they
seasons.
Want you to. I think this trick is they're
agenda.
Trying to get you to stream
or
the old
back.
Season and then watch the new season.
George
to get
W. Bush.
The views.
Not, or is that first Bush? Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
I have to pulse. Say, most people don't.
Decent try. I give it up for the effort. But yeah, I'm like, oh, well, you killed this person. That person said, I'm scratching my head going, who was that? Why did. And, oh,
why do I care about him?
Yeah.
Andre. Oh, you killed Andre. Yeah, I had to go back and like look.
I kind of remembered he was son.
Vaguely.
As we talk now, he was like the number two because he was like the Superman poweries, but he wasn't like a alpha. He was kind of like a beta, sort of like the last Superman movie. Basically, he was like a beta Superman, kind of. And then his dad.
I think he just had strength. I don't think he could fly or any of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He was kind of that omnipotent-ish superhero as far as powers. It wasn't like flames or invisibility or anything like that. It was just a straight-up strength and indomitability.
I'm not getting the. I understand they want Sam to be the main character because they want him to be the Homelander of Gen V, you know,
Sam?
Like
I thought it's the blood lady, young lady.
Marie, that's what I thought as well.
That's what everybody's saying, that she's the next thing, but they spend an awful lot of time on Sam.
I'm just saying, who's driving the story? She's the main protagonist.
He's the main bad guy. And The Boys is more about the bad guys than the good guys.
And by the way, like, are these guys ever off? The cameos are all over the place with, like, it's except for Homelander is the only person essentially we haven't seen.
But we saw at the end of last season.
He's on a few minutes in the last episode.
Yeah, I'm just saying they're bringing, like, Starlight. Or sorry if I
Starlight,
went ahead.
Starlight, the Deep.
Yeah, the Deep. Well, see, I don't want to go. I think that's already in episode 3, so I don't want to. I'm hesitant to go.
No, he was in Deep too. He was part of the fraternity initiation.
Yeah, that annoys me too. Having been in a fraternity, it just annoys me. It's kind of in the back. Yeah, whatever. In the background, it's always been like that. Hollywood, when they portray college, and it's not the nicest PC thing to say, but most of Hollywood never went to college. So what we see on the big screen is their vision of what college might be like, and sort of the same thing with fraternity. It's just like that's not how it works. Like, I mean,
I'm
love.
Pretty sure that's exactly how it works. It's
okay.
In every movie the same.
thanks for not
Hollywood
proving my point.
Would never lie to me.
No, never.
Never.
Okay, I've been defeated. Can't counter that retort.
That's
that repose.
Good logic right there, bud.
Good logic. You talk good. You talk good with your education.
I talk them good.
But I will admit the very pretty young ladies are keeping me in it. They're just like, wow, she's really pretty. She's really pretty. And it is kind of capturing a couple of things. One, the college life, what college life is probably now as far as being so indoctrinated with anything from the cell phones to influencers to the culture, the vaping and on and on. And you could tell too, the writers of the show are fans. They're deeply vested. Anything from, I believe this is episode 2 already, but the Danger Room to, you know, certain characters having certain powers that they're ripping from like major characters, but not blatantly in your face. But anything like even a callback to when they had the one character that in The Boys who was essentially Daredevil. He was, you know, blind, but he had all this sensitivity, and they're testing him out, and Highlander's like, just did one, boom, made a clap with two hands, and his ears explode. He's like, no, he's not on the team. It's like, oh, okay, that's it. I guess we're done then.
Yeah.
So these guys are fans. These guys are fans, whoever's writing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued. Kind of. Yeah, turns into a little short thing and then a big thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of lost her appeal.
She did again, forgive me, I can't remember. Was she in the file room, Warren, by episode two?
Yes, she was in the file room.
So she got me a little giddy when she did the pew-pew. Phil, you can't say that didn't get you a little bit. When she's Gigantor and she goes pew-pew.
I'll give you a little bit on that.
Okay.
Pew-pew.
But just where that character's going, I'm not sure I like where that character's going.
Yeah. Well, but then think of the dorm scene between Marie and the changing person. That got a little kinky, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it did, but then it was like, oh, and
but they did the old school, like fade to black, or they fall out of frame. So it's a little bit of old school there. Yeah. For someone, again, they owe us big time. When the changing size girl showed
us the male's locker room.
Yeah, again, forgive us, Warren, if that's in episode three or not.
I mean,
but yeah,
I understand
she,
you like that, Warren, but and Fernando, but not
really.
Not me.
I was like, okay, if we're gonna see this many ding dongs, we need boobies, lots of boobies to compensate. That's all.
Main character boobies.
Oh yeah, the main character, and not rabbit holes. I mean, like straight up, not CGI. Yeah, I want to see. I want to see unsilenced pew pews. That's all I'm saying. No right. silence on the peepers.
Yeah, but I'm a feel though.
It's entertaining enough.
It's entertaining enough. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fair.
Hopefully, it'll start kicking up.
I'm actually surprised that I'm going to say I'm more into Peacemaker than I am Gen V right now.
Yeah, well, again, we're two and a half plot lines in. Well, maybe we give it a little more time before we give more of a solid judgment.
Yeah.
And
I'm not watching it. I'm just saying it hasn't caught me right now.
We've got 1 month of Peace Weaver left. And then however long of this, we may be dying for Gen V come like late November, late October, is all I'm saying.
Sure of it.
I don't know what's coming up, but there's a good chance we'll be like, you know, bring it back. You know, let's have double epilogue of Gen V. And yeah, because I totally can't remember. It's like, weren't they like locked up in a hospital? I don't remember. Was there a scene where died
with no doors?
Yeah,
I don't remember Andre dying.
Maybe they'll bring it back.
He died
in
between
six.
Seasons. Okay. He died between seasons.
Oh, so it was a contract killing.
Maybe they'll show it in episode six.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyways, this has been The Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com. Next week, we'll talk more Peacemaker. I know we've been called a Playmaker and
Peace Weaver.
Peace Dove and all that kind of stuff. More Peacemaker.
Gen V.
I don't know what else is coming out.
The trailer may come out again.
Yeah, it might be another trailer.
Marvel Zombies.
Oh, Marvel Zombies? I don't know if we're going to watch it or not. Maybe
if it's one episode, one movie, maybe worth investing
we'll
in these first
I'll tell you what.
Worth a shot.
Just give episode one a shot.
Is it episodic?
There's three of them.
Okay.
So far.
I mean, you put Iron Man into an Iron Man suit. Like, you lost me. It doesn't handle technology. I don't get it.
Zombie Hulk. Hulk's practically a zombie.
I mean, there's the one cool shot. Spider-Man's over a bunch and he webs like 15 heads and pulls them off at one time. Okay. That's like a millennial or a Gen Z going, hey, what if?
All right. We'll be back next week.